community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Morning, Pete.
Good morning, Mikey.
So, what are St Francis Hospice up to recently that you can tell us about it? Because you do some fantastic events, I've got to tell you.
Thank you.
Fantastic events.
Not necessarily me personally.
No, not you personally. That's right. No, it's not a party
trick. I'm a bit of a wimp on these things, but a lot of other people do amazing stuff.
Not a party trick with a candle and a whip or anything like that. It's not that. Let's start with saying that.
Well, as always, as regular listeners to this show will know, we need to raise a huge amount of money. We're your local adult hospice, St Francis Hospice. We cater for anyone with a life-limiting illness, not just the patients, all the people around that patient, the carer, the families, friends, a whole list of things we'll do. I'll mention a few of them in a minute. But I'll start off with a couple of thanks. We couldn't do what we do without the help of the local community in raising that money. But also, very importantly, particularly now, this week is National Volunteers Week. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do what we do without the help of over 800, I think at the last count, 860 people.
860
just to clarify that.
People, right.
860 people who do an amazing range of different jobs for us as volunteers. We estimated that without their help, we'd need to find another £2 million a year. That's the value of what they do for us as a hospice. Now, considering we have to raise over £7 million anyway ourselves, that would be a huge stretch to be able to do that. So thank you to all the volunteers who do an amazing range of jobs. And also, of course, as it's National Volunteers Week, it's a chance for me to come on the radio here and sort of say, we're always looking for new volunteers. We always need help. We have some volunteers who've been with us over the 32 years of the hospice's existence. Obviously, some of them are getting fairly elderly. We need new blood all the time.
Yeah.
We have such a range of jobs. Almost anyone could potentially volunteer for the hospice. Just give you a few examples. We have gardeners.
Yeah.
We have handymen.
Yeah.
We have ward visitors who give people drinks and teas and coffees in the beds. We have volunteer bereavement counsellors. We have people who do admin work, people who do computer work, people who do reception work. Almost anything you can imagine you could potentially do and turn your skill to helping us. You don't have to commit days and days a week. It might be one day a month. It might be one Saturday a week you come in. It may be a couple of hours one Wednesday afternoon. As long as we know what you're going to be doing and we feel comfortable that you can do it and can help us and support us, then we would love to hear from you. If you think you can spare a few hours, please do get in touch. Look at our website, which is sfh.org.uk. There's a whole section here on volunteers, give you all the details, far more than I can mention here, of all the different jobs you could potentially do. And most importantly, also gives you the all-important emails and contact numbers for people to get in touch with. My colleague Jill Wendekin, who looks after all our volunteers, is one of the main people to speak to and express your interest and say, this is what I'd like to do. One thing I haven't mentioned, of course, is our shops. And we've got two in Brentwood. Those shops are run bar the managers and assistant managers, everyone else who works in those shops, including a lot of the delivery people, they're all volunteers. And as I said, without the volunteers, we couldn't keep the whole operation going. So absolutely critical. Big thanks to them and National Volunteers Week. And if you can help us out in the future, that would be superb. Another big thanks also to everyone who took part in the Vitality 10K, one of these runs. Again, the sort of thing I don't do, but lots of people do amazing stuff in all sorts of runs, whether it's Brentwood Half Marathon or the London Marathon. Last Monday, on Bank Holiday Monday, was the Vitality 10K. A lot of people took part in that. Thank you very much for all those who do. I don't know quite what we've raised yet, but again, it's always significant. It's always a great contribution, and lots of things like that go on throughout the year, and I'll tell you about a few of those in a few minutes. But why we do all these things is obviously to help local people. We're all about local people. We serve Brentwood and neighbouring three boroughs. All the things we do for our patients and their families and carers is all for free. There's no charge to the people using our services, and that's a really important thing to mention. It's also, although we're called St. Francis Hospice, that there's no religious connotation to what we do. Absolutely anyone can make use of our services. Mm. And again, that's quite an important message to get across. And sometimes people forget that and think, well, you know, I don't regularly go to church, or it's not for me. Doesn't matter at all. We cater for all religions or no religion, doesn't matter at all. We can look after you. One of the new things we're introducing, we're not stopping still, we've been around for 32 years, but we're adapting. These days, most of the work we do is out in the community. Really just like a tip of an iceberg if you think about what actually happens at the hospice building in Havering Atterbower.
Yeah.
We've got an inpatient ward that has 18 beds and they're nearly always all full. But that's just a tiny tip. Most of the people we're supporting and looking after we do so at home. They may come and visit us once a week for day therapy. They may come for various appointments and consultations, but most of the time they've been looked after at home because that's where people want to be. That's where their family, friends, where they feel comfortable, where their carers are with them. So we look after people there in the community. So I think at the last count, around 80-odd% of all the people we look after, we do so at home. They don't actually take up a bed at the hospice. And again, important to realise, you know, for a lot of people, they may not understand that, you know, the work is going on out in the community, maybe happening in your next door, in your road, as we speak, and you may not even realise it.
Yeah.
But it all has to be funded and paid for because, as I said, there's no charge to the people using the service. One of the things we've identified as being a need in the local community is for people who may have been recently bereaved, and in a sense, you know, the care we've been providing has finished, but they're still in a fragile state after the bereavement. Sometimes it's people who are very isolated in the community, maybe as a result of a bereavement, maybe a year or two ago, but they're feeling very lonely and isolated. And so we're bringing in a new thing, we're just launching it, called Orange Line, which is a service, it's a telephone service, to have a chance to have a friendly conversation if you feel alone or isolated, particularly if you've been affected by a life-limiting illness or someone close to you or the family has done. It's a confidential service, is managed by specially trained staff but also by volunteers. Going back to what I just said previously, we couldn't maintain this service without the help of volunteers who are all dedicated to the well-being of people they look after. So if you're a local person, if you have received our support for a life-limiting illness, or a carer, or you are a carer for someone with a life-limiting illness, or you've recently been discharged from one of our services perhaps, or recently bereaved, or you just feel a conversation would be really helpful, please do give Orange Line a call. As I said, we're starting to roll it out. At the moment, it's Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, but if it all goes well, we'll extend the hours around the clock and across the week. If you'd like to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you if you fall into that category and feel that a chat will be helpful. The number's 01708 753 319, and then put in extension 3028, or they'll the switchboard will, and you say you want Orange Line, and they put you through. Again, you can get all the details on our website, sfh.org.uk. excuse me there. Losing my website address down. sfh.org.uk, that's the address. Do get in touch, do look on that website if you want more information on Orange Line. It's a new service. Or ask, if you're in touch with one of our staff, if our community nurses are visiting you or hospice at home, ask about Orange Line. They can give you the details, and it's there as a support to help people, and another way we can help people at home and about wherever they happen to be without actually having to physically come to the hospice. So it's an important part of our development of our work. So all this is going on, and you know, we have lots of things to fund it. One of the things we do to help fund it, we always get involved each year with an event we put on called Make a Will Fortnight. It's coming up very soon. In fact, starts on the 13th of this month, 13th of June. It runs until the 24th of June. We all know, certainly we in the hospice movement know how important making a will can be, and having difficult conversations. We were talking last time I was in, weren't we, Dying Matters Awareness Week, and how sometimes people shy away from these conversations.
It's an important conversation to have, though.
And it can cause all sorts of problems if those conversations have never had.
Yeah.
And this is really an extension or a part of that. A will is a very important way of sort of saying, this is what I want to happen. Do it, you know, don't leave it until you can't write or can't properly communicate. Do it when you feel able to talk to your friends and family about what you'd like to happen, and get it down in paper, and you can always revise it. So Make a Will Fortnight, the idea of this is we've got a whole lot of local solicitors who've supported this event, who are very kindly donating their fees to us. So it's basically a money-raising event for the hospice, but also we offer something to local people who want to have a will, encourage people to have a will. We basically offer, suggest that you can give us a call or look on our website, sfh.org.uk. There's a whole page there on Make a Will Fortnight. One of my colleagues can also take your calls on that one, 01708 771 403. We ask for a minimum suggested donation of £100 for a standard will, or £60 donation if you want to update an existing will, which is very cheap by any stretch, and obviously you know that the money you're donating is going to the hospice. So it's not like you're just, you know, giving a donation to the solicitor or the lawyer. They're giving their time for free to help us. So we're really, really grateful to those solicitors' firms all across Brentwood and neighbouring boroughs who are supporting us on this. So if you, it's really a bit of a spur. If you haven't made your will yet, or you think, I should have updated that will 5 years ago and still haven't got round to it, this should be perhaps your call to say, you know, look on our website, find out one of the participating solicitors, and register to get your will seen. It's always very popular, so we do encourage people not to wait until, you know, the fortnight is underway to book their slot.
Yeah.
Book their slot now, because some of the solicitors get very busy and booked up, understandably.
That's right, because it's
a great offer. So yeah. Make a Will fortnight is coming up very soon. So please do support it. If you've ever thought about doing it or have always put it off, maybe make a change this year and get involved with Make a Will fortnight. Again, details on our website, sfh.org.uk. Now, as always, we've got lots of sort of forthcoming fundraising fun events, none more so than the Star Walk event, which is this ladies only. We've been doing it for years and years, but it's always such a popular event. We've repeated it. It's on in Romford Town Centre on Saturday, the 16th of July this year. It's going to be a pyjama party themed event this year, so you can get your gym jams out and deny whatever you want to wear.
You're all in ones.
All in ones. Yeah, there'll be a few of the onesies around, I think. The biggest pyjama party in town, we're billing it as, for friends, family and colleagues, all get together. Entry fee just £12 for an adult. You get a free t-shirt to show your support. Hundreds and hundreds of people get involved in this. It's a real sort of Saturday night party event, great for hen parties or office parties, you know. So you're getting into your beverage, maybe drunk before the event gets underway.
Yeah.
All kicks off around 9 to 10 o'clock in the evening on the Saturday night or the 16th of July. So if you haven't registered for this yet, please do. I must give a special thanks and well done to Slimming World group at Bardswell Social Club in Brentwood. I saw a tweet about them yesterday. They've got a whole team of people together taking part in this. You could too. Again, as always, details on our website, sfh.org.uk. The Star Walk, the date for your diary this year is the 16th of July, Saturday night. It's a 10-kilometre sponsor walk for girls. There's entertainment, photo booth, lots of stuff goes on. You can see on our website pictures of previous years and what goes on. So please support that if you possibly can. By a bit of contrast, on two wheels, we've got the Prudential Ride 100 on Sunday, the 31st of July. It's a cycling event. It's a closed road event all around some of the key routes that were used in the Olympics as well. So if you're into your cycling, you can support us by taking part in this event. Again, details on the website, sfh.org.uk. Now, one of our big supporters and a big local figure here in Brentwood is Barry Hearn. Obviously, his Matchroom Sport event, based just down the road from here. He's been a great supporter of us for many, many years. His mother-in-law was cared for by hospice staff. He's been very grateful for that and really supports us. He's got very involved with a business alliance group, which brings in all sorts of business who support us. He organises a number of events for us during the year, which he's supported. And when we started last year for the first time, we did a charity clay pigeon shoot. It was very, very popular, so we're repeating it this year. Barry will be there. I'm sure Steve Davies may be there. Others from Matchroom Sports Stable tend to support this event. It's a really good event. As I said, we did it for the first time last year. It was such a success. We're repeating it on the 24th of August this year. So if you fancy shooting a few clays out of the sky, I don't think you're allowed to call them pigeons anymore, just clay.
Oh, really?
Clay shoots, I think. Yeah, yeah. Well, they never really look like pigeons, did they? Just round discs.
Well, they didn't really. And if they did, that would have been quite disturbing, wouldn't it? What one's what in the sky? There's loads of everything up there.
That's right, nothing live is shot.
Did a pigeon complain?
I think they probably did. So it's Clay Shoot, our 2016 charity clay shoot with Barry Hearn and Matchroom Sport. 24th of August, being held at Down Hall Country House Hotel. Very, very nice venue, historical grounds, and a great day. It's there's a whole package, a whole day. Basically, you get shooting, you get some food and beverages and support, and Barry's there. I think they do a memorabilia auction at the end of the day. There's a whole lot of stuff. It's a great day out. Again, you can get all the information on our website, sfh.org.uk. If you fancy that, it could be, again, a good sort of team building thing, a corporate event day. It's one of those perfect things for that. 24th of August, Down Hall Country House Hotel for that one. And Barry also organises a golf day with us. I know the one in Thorndon Park, which is coming up this month, is already sold out, so that's filled. But there is another one in the autumn. He puts on one at Abridge Golf Club. That's on the 7th of October this year. So again, don't leave it too late, because people who have sort of decided now they want to play the one in June can't get on. So if you want to play golf with Barry,
it's the same way. They leave it to the last minute.
A lot of people do. A lot of people do. But we hopefully we encourage people to sign up early. So the date for your diary, if you fancy a round of golf with Barry and friends, 7th of October at Abridge Golf and Country Club. Again, all the information on our website, sfh.org.uk.
Fantastic. Well, you've got loads of stuff going on there.
We have to. You know, you're going to raise £7.3 million. You can't sort of say, we'll have a couple of months off.
You can't, it must be like wading through treacle, though, surely, because it's a never-ending, constant strife to get another pound note through the door.
Well, but the great encouragement is, you know, I just mentioned the Star Walk and mentioning that clay pigeon shoot event. They were so popular, you know, we can repeat them year after year, and we can repeat them with some sort of pretty, you know, 90-odd% confidence that they'll be very successful again for us this year. Obviously, we have to refresh things and bring in new things too, and we try and change things around a bit and bring in new events as well. But, you know, the really popular ones. One I didn't mention is a little way away, and I'm sure we can mention this in forthcoming months, is our classic car show.
I was just
Dunton.
Talking about it, just thinking about that. I was, and that weird.
Yeah.
I was just, that is absolutely amazing, this Dunton car show is ram-packed full of cars.
It's an amazing event, and again, it's a good example of volunteers. And that event was started for us by a volunteer who was a car enthusiast, a chap called Alan Mason, fantastic guy, who had his wife cared for by the hospice, felt so grateful, wanted to give something back, started volunteering for us. He had this idea of putting on this show. He's done that.
He's done an amazing job.
We've done it now. I think this will be the fourth one. We've done three. It's got bigger and bigger each year.
It's huge.
It's an absolutely massive event. Hundreds and hundreds of cars and classic motorbikes on show. We've got a vintage market there as well. So it's all coming up again. Again, you can get details on our website, sfh.org.uk. It's going to be a really good event again this year. If you want to get your classic car shown, now is the time to get in touch with Alan. Again, all the details on our website, sfh.org.uk.
Well, Pete, it's always a pleasure having you in.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You have a good month, and we'll see you again soon.
Take care. Cheers.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.